Nice. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. If you watched the Oscars last night, we were talking. It seemed a bit flat, but that's because everybody that was supposed to win did. Mm. And it's always fun to watch when they give out the awards. They read the nominees' names, and they're all five pictures of them up there. And then when they announce the name, the other four have to sit there and clap and smile, but they just got beat. And so what would the losers say if they had a chance? Let me help you with the comedy. What if after the Academy there was a party that they went to, and they invited each loser to go up and stand at the podium and say what they were really thinking?
Now, this is not the acceptance speech they would have made
right.
had they won.
Right.
This is the speech that they're now making
because they're pissed
because they've lost.
Thank you both. So let's say, for example, Matthew McConaughey. Now, this guy, he's won a lot of awards, but he doesn't win all of them. What would Matt say, Matthew McConaughey, in the event that he lost?
Dear members of the Hollywood Foreign Press, the universe is infinite, and we're just a little ball floating in its luminous majesty. This isn't my first rodeo, and it won't be my last. I'm gratified to know that Ben and Jerry's just gave me my own flavor, McConaughey hazelnut. I may not have won this year, but I'm a winner in a divine plan of wonderment. And y'all can jump straight up my ass. All right.
Well, now, here's a comedy icon, not an Academy Award winner. What about Eddie Murphy?
Thanks to the Academy for not ever voting to honor my work. You know, every year I go to these lame-ass awards, I have to put on a tux, smile my face off, and shake hands with white people who have that guilty Black History Month look.
Now, people say that it's an honor just to be nominated. It's an honor that has eluded Jim Carrey.
Every year, one of my favorite things to do is to watch my peers get rewarded for all their great work. But I also feel a little sad for them. They must get exhausted having to lift all those heavy statues. I do worry about that. I'm glad I don't have to blow a rotator cuff or anyone to get the privilege of hoisting such a fine symbol of Hollywood greed.
And, you know, Sean Connery is a former Best Supporting Actor winner for The Untouchables, but he doesn't really care for the whole thing.
You know, being a gentleman, I won't say some of the things that have been on my mind for years about you people. But when you get to be my age, the only thing that gets shaken and stirred is my morning glass of Metamucil. Oh, I'll be there, all right, at the bar, drinking like Lindsay Lohan. It is a pity when Dakota Fanning gets a better seat than you.
You know, John Travolta doesn't really care about winning. He cares about pronunciation.
Dear Academy, thanks for giving me a chance to redeem myself. As you know, for the last year, I have been ridiculed over my introduction of Idina Menzel. But let me tell you something that you don't know. Her name in Arabic is pronounced Adele Dazim.
Wow.
And Demi Moore is pronounced dummy. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to dinner with my good friends Famke Janssen and Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Until he gets right.
And lastly, Liam Neeson has had roles of incredible depth, but he's never won, and now he has a message for Oscar voters.
Dear Academy, I don't go to your show, or should I say, your charade. I'm actually in a hotel room in Bangkok right now, making Taken 5, 6, and 7. I'm either looking for my daughter or my wife, and in one of them, I'll be looking for my keys. But here's something that you've taken from me, my award for Schindler's List. How? And more importantly, why? I don't know who you are, but I will find you, and I will kill you.
These are some of the best losers in film. And also, a good morning to Eric Harthen. Eric, that was, he did every voice that you just heard.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Really good. We kept you busy today.
Oh, that was a marathon.
Well, now, listen, Eric, he does impressions for corporate events. Pretty much any place that you would need a voice done, that's what Eric does. Eric, throw out your websites for us.
It's erichartheen.com, E-R-I-C-H-A-R-T-H-E-N.com.
And you'll do pretty much anything where voices and impressions are needed, right?
That's right.
Now, I have heard Eric Harthen do a lot of impressions over the years. And, Eric, that was the first time I experienced your Eddie Murphy, and that will get me through the entire week.
That was a stretch, but it was,
no,
but it was good, you know?
Phenomenal.
No, that was right on the Makana Hazelnut.
Why isn't that his flavor?
Yeah. You know?
I also want to say Eric is a prime example of never give up, always try. Eric, I didn't know. Eric put together a 5-minute demo tape for me to hear what he does. I immediately sent that over to Ed, our writer, and now Eric is working for us. Now, notice that we're not paying him yet. If we ever get any success, we will be able to. But, Eric, you are a valued member of our team, my brother. Very funny stuff.
I'm waiting by my mailbox, Mark.
Don't It'll do that be a Michigan in February, please.
You may Hold already be a winner.
Eric, we'll talk soon. Thanks again, brother.
Thanks again, Mark.
This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.